Utah State University political science professor Roger Tu says the fight over voter ID laws is complicated and often partisan.
The argument is that voter IDs are relatively simple. We have to provide IDs for all kinds of things. This should be no different. Those who tend to be opposed to it, on the other hand, the argument is there are people for whom, particularly living in cities and older people, who don't have a need for a driver's license, don't have a need to obtain normal IDs that often other people use, and this becomes in a form a means of discouraging people from voting.
In total, 31 states in the U.S. have some form of identification requirement to vote, including Utah, who put into effect the current voter code in 2009. Justin Lee, Deputy Director of Elections for the Lieutenant Governor's Office, reasons that compared to the strictest states, Utah's laws requiring ID at the polls are lenient.
Ours is pretty broad in what's allowed, and so we really haven't heard of a lot of issues where someone can't produce some of these things. It's a fairly lengthy list, and the list that's in the code isn't even exclusive. It just says it needs to have something that shows the address and shows the name.
And the National Conference of State Legislators would agree. According to their probe into state-by-state voter codes on a 1-5 scale from most relaxed to most strict, Utah ranks at about a 2. Voter fraud is the main reason most lawmakers push for firm ID laws. So is this a problem in Utah? Lee says no, but that's an indication that Utah's system works.
We haven't seen a lot of cases of voter fraud in Utah. So it's an issue, but it seems like the system we have in place strikes a pretty good balance between requiring identification but not making it so stringent that people aren't able to comply.
Even though some voter ID laws across the country have caused the judicial system to intervene, Lee says that as far as he knows, Utah has no plans to reduce requirements anytime soon. Just as a reminder, the deadline for registration to vote in person or online is on the 27th and 28th of October, respectively. If you do make it out to the polls, make sure you have the correct method of identification. A link for this information can be found on the page for this story on upr.org.